Hello, this is Peter McCann speaking. I am the current editor-in-chief of the American Journal of Orthopedics. And in celebration of the journal's 40th year of publication, we have invited senior members of our board to talk about their experience at AJO and where they see the future of orthopedic publishing heading. Today, I'm very happy to invite Dr. Jim Beatty, who is a former member of our board. And Jim, could you let us know what your current title is and former position at the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgery?
Sure. Thank you, Peter, for having me this afternoon. I'm currently a professor of orthopedics at the University of Tennessee Campbell Clinic in Memphis, and I did serve as president of the Academy of American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons in 2008. So I've had a chance to serve in leadership positions with the Academy and also with the Pediatric Orthopedic Society of North America and the American Board of Orthopedic Surgery. So I've been fortunate and blessed to serve orthopedics in several different positions.
Well, we've been very lucky at AJO to get someone with your breadth and expertise to help us on the board. You joined the board in the late 90s, and could you tell us why you accepted the invitation to join the board?
I think there were several reasons why I did. One was that at the time, I believe John Gould was assuming the
correct
the AJO, and John, as I recall, had a clear vision of taking the American Journal of Orthopedics to a different level at that point. And he had some ideas and I believe was trying to recruit new members of the board, for the editorial board, and also individuals that had some background and expertise with journals and publications. And that would bring some ideas to the journal and help his interest in leading it to a new level.
And during your tenure over the last 10 years or so on the board, what changes have you seen at AJO?
I think there are several things that have happened in the past, particularly in the past 10 to 12 years. One, I believe that under John's leadership and now under your leadership, the caliber and quality of the journal articles has continued to improve on every year. I think the second issue is there were many added facets of publication in the AJO that were new and different, and I'm not just talking about peer-reviewed articles and case reports, but I mean newer, innovative ideas that touched on surgical techniques that expanded the what was going on within the journal with your editorship. And editorials. I think the other issue that's happened that's even more important is everything that is going on online with availability of articles and the review and publication process occurring as an online activity in addition to the printed word.
Right. I think that's going to be a big effort not only at AJO but at every publication, professional publication moving forward. AJO is one of the few orthopedic professional journals that caters to a general view of orthopedics and is not a subspecialty journal in shoulder or spine or even pediatric orthopedics. Where do you see the position of a general, is there a place for a general professional journal in orthopedic surgery as we move forward?
I think there always will be. As you know, the overwhelming majority of the graduating young orthopedic residents are fellowship trained now and are seeking specialty practices. But the flip side of that is that they still have exposure to general orthopedics. They are still going to have to go through the maintenance of certification process, which for most of them is going to be a combination of their specialty plus general orthopedics. And I think even those of us who have become specialized, as you and I have, we still have an interest in knowing what's going on in the mainstream of orthopedics. So I believe there is a place and will be a place for a publication that addresses general orthopedics in the future.
I think you touch on something there that's important to me, that I still want to know what's going on in spine surgery and total joints, total hips and total knees. And being involved with AJO certainly keeps my finger on the pulse in a way of what's going on in areas of orthopedic surgery that I don't perform personally. So I think I agree with you, there is a value for the general journal that can include information on every subspecialty. I think there is still a place for that. In terms of, from your perspective as the former president of the Academy, where do you see print publication, or let's say publications in general, what role do they have in educating the practicing orthopedic surgeon moving forward?
I think they have at the present time and will have in the future a very strong place in education for orthopedic surgeons. It's interesting, Peter, that 20 years ago the prediction was made that the printed word would be a thing of the past, that orthopedic surgeons would be doing all of their reading and education on the computer and online. But what we have found out, I think, is that most physicians use the computer and use online activities in short bursts of reading and education, where they may utilize something on the computer prior to surgery for anywhere from 5 to 15 minute episode, and then they may do some activities on the computer for anywhere from 15 minutes to 45 minutes or an hour, but they're just not going to consistently read on the computer for hours on end. And I think that's really the purpose that the printed word will continue to have over time. There's also something about orthopedic surgeons that we seem to thrive on immediate gratification with what we do with our living, and we seem to want to have something in our hands to thrive on with that immediate gratification. And that's why you see physicians continuing to carry journals with them when they travel and journals with them when they're going back and forth with work.
I agree with you. I may be old-fashioned and it may be generational, but I'm still committed to the printed word myself.
Peter, let me close with one comment. I think I always thought that when John Gould became the editor of the AJO, that he truly did a great thing with moving the journal into a higher level. And I think you've done exactly the same thing, that everything that you've done with your leadership has been to move it into a higher level journal, much higher caliber and quality of articles, as I mentioned, but also some of the new additional things that are happening with the AJO and the online activities. And I'm sure that that's going to continue to happen under your leadership, and I congratulate all involved in doing so.
Well, Jim, thank you for your kind words, and I want to thank you for your many years of work and contribution to the AJO board, and I appreciate the time that you took to talk with us today.
My pleasure. Best of luck.